Hey everybody, welcome to The Boundless Show. My name is Travis Williams and I am filling in for Lisa Anderson this week. So you may be wondering, why am I filling in for Lisa? It's because Boundless wanted to hear from you. In our most recent Boundless podcast survey, you spoke up, listeners, and you said that you wanted to hear more guys on The Boundless Show. And so we are doing that today. We've got a fantastic, fantastic show lined up. And our panel today is a bunch of three. We've got three guys who are super awesome, who I think you're going to really love hearing from today. We're going to be talking about That's Hot, and we're going to be looking specifically at what we as guys find attractive in women. Joining us today, we've got Andrew Snyder on the end. He is recently dating somebody, and he is from Canada. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. So good to have you here.
Hey, also, thanks.
Also, we've got Jonathan Watson. He's a student pastor here in the area. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm good. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So Jonathan recently got engaged.
I did. Recently engaged about 2.5 weeks ago. So
fantastic. So tell the Boundless audience, what was that like?
It was great. It was. I was really nervous. I sweated a little bit. But it was good. It turned out really well. So we were both really excited about it. So,
oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations from everybody here at Boundless. And then filling out our panel today, we have Ryan Griffin.
How's it going?
Good, Ryan. Ryan good. Works here at Focus on the Family, and he is married. How long have you been married?
2 years. As of July, 2 years.
Fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks. So I think you will all agree we've got a great panel to hit up this topic that I'm going to call That's So Hot. If this is your first time joining the Boundless podcast, we really like to kick things off with extreme conversation starters. So this is going to be one of those extreme conversation starters where we want to dive in. We may or may not solve all the world's problems today, but we are going to try. All right, so join us on the blog, the Boundless blog as well. So chime in. We want to hear from you. Challenge us. We'll challenge each other and hopefully come up with some great ideas to help each other in this journey called life. Okay, so here's the question. Guys, that is so hot. So when you think about a girl and you're going, man, that is a really attractive quality, what are some of the things that we can share that might help people go, okay, there's some things that I want to do to improve my hotness factor?
I think for me, like, so my story is that I met a girl this past Easter, and we've done this long distance thing, and so we've just been dating for a couple weeks now. And for me, the biggest thing is that she never was pushy. She let me do like my own timing. So it was like all my own timing. She waited, she trusted the process. And that was just really awesome, because I don't think that has been my experience. To be honest, a lot of the times the girls would, I think they'd always like jump ahead. So they'd be like, when are we gonna start holding hands? When are we gonna start? And then as soon as we started dating, they're like, when is this gonna be official? And like they would voice that. And that has just been like the opposite with my girlfriend who's watching. So I'm gonna say all the right things. No, just kidding. But that has just been a breath of fresh air for me, that she has just really allowed me to lead in my own timing and to trust me. And it really has made me feel awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andrew. One of the things I appreciate about my now wife, one of the things we discussed as we dated was she did that well. But she still, at the same time, wasn't passive. She allowed me to pursue, but she responded in kind up to the point that I pursued. If I held her hand, for example, like you used, then she felt like she could initiate that in the future up to that point. So her ability to be proactive but respond in kind up to the point that I had pursued was attractive and kind of showed me that she had confidence and was interested as well. So I appreciated that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. When we were, one of the things that she did was, I think I did. I'm just going to say, I did a lot of the, like, I wrote the first Facebook message. I wrote the first text. We started doing that, like, initiated the first Skype. And then I remember I just had, like, one of the worst days. I teach high school, and I just came home. I was totally discouraged. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to become, like, a something without people. An analyst of some sort where it's like, I'm just going to sit in my office and do nothing with people. But I just came home and she had this, there was like this care package. And it was one way that she showed initiative to me. Like, and I just felt so cared for. And it was just really neat to see her, just like what you said, like she followed. Yeah, she didn't do that right away, but like she felt safe. Mm-hmm. And she did that, and I just felt so cared for, and I just really appreciated that.
Yeah. One of the things Rachel did when we were in the stage you were in, I was in grad school, trying to work during the day, go to grad school at night, and she began to pay attention to the fact that my schedule was busy. We didn't always have the most time, or at least quality time, when we got together to go on a date or just to catch up in the afternoons. And one of the things she would do was look for opportunities to meet even the small needs so she could add 5 or 10 minutes to our time together.
Right.
Whether that be if I cook versus waiting for you to go home to cook, then that's 30 more minutes. We can hang out without you having to go home. And so for her to look for those needs and come alongside of those in a way that lets me know, hey, I see this relationship is important, that was hot.
Yeah.
With two T's.
All right. So that is so hot. So managing, what I'm picking up on is realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not pushing things over the edge where you're on the verge of desperate. I mean, that's what I noticed in my dating life is that
absolutely.
So many women that I met, like, it just came across so desperate. Like, there was no place for me to run. Like, if I'm sitting down having a cup of coffee with somebody, all I can see them as they're looking in my eyes is seeing me in a tuxedo.
Mm.
And you're just going, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just having a cup of coffee here. So what are some other things that are hot? My goal is to get 8 things crammed in here today. So we got one, setting some realistic expectations. All right. What's something else that you find just so hot in a gal?
Obviously, as a guy, I mean, the first thing you're drawn to is a girl that's attractive. And I mean, I think obviously that's different for everybody or whatever. But if I'm not attracted, I'm probably not going to go talk to her or try to strike up a conversation or whatever. But at the same time, though, I've met plenty of girls and talked to plenty of girls who are attractive, and you meet them and you walk away and you're like, what was that girl thinking? And like, the attractiveness is like totally gone. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you're really attractive, but you are just not smart, or you are just so superficial. And it's like, I do not want to have, like, it's just takes away that. So I think that beauty piece is definitely that initial, hey, you're attractive, let's talk. But then I think there also has to be substance behind
Absolutely.
It. Or it's so just like fleeting, I guess, you know?
Yeah, one of the things I think along those lines is, whether or not I'm attracted to you initially kind of matters, because ultimately I'll notice if you're attractive and might not if you're not. But one of the things that plays into that is not necessarily just first glance attractiveness, but how a girl or woman carries herself, if it's with confidence and with pride, so to speak, or if she doesn't, is something that I more often noticed in the attractiveness in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Whether she smiles, makes eye contact, and that type of thing is what brings someone to attention just as quickly as anything else might. And whether or not she takes care of herself physically, so on and so forth. And I think that speaks into the beauty aspect just as much as whether or not she's beautiful.
Yeah, one of the things I really appreciate about my fiance is that she does put a lot of time and energy into taking care of herself, whether it's she eats right, she exercises well, whatever that may be. It's like, hey, she's extremely beautiful, but she also takes the time to maintain that, and she values that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really important as well.
So do you think that, like, because, you know, when we talk about attractiveness, everyone can, you know, this would be the piece that everybody's going to chime in on, I think, on the Boundless blog, is going, well, what about this? What about that? And you guys, you know, could come across very shallow. But I'm kind of looking at the attractiveness going that it's deeper than just that outside. You know, that if you are taking care of yourself, if you're healthy on the inside, there's a glow to people that just take care of themselves. Mm. And it, you know, you may be blessed, you know, in other areas physically and stuff, but just if you're taking care of yourself, that tends to show, I think in a woman. So I personally believe that no matter who you are, you can be an attractive gal. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Like, I mean, there's lots of different styles too. Like, there's like, you know, really preppy girls, or like more like girls who like, oh, like they do the, like they'll go to the athletic wear, or like, secondhand store, even like they dress really well though, and they have good eyes, and they know how to dress like really cute and stylish, and like, but there's so, yeah, like there's tons of different personalities even for guys and what they're attracted to and all those different things. Like, I think whatever your style is, yeah, do that well and have a good eye for, and what will bring out the best for your body. And
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things that initially attracted me to my wife is not only was she attractive in the sense that she carried herself well, she smiled, she made eye contact, she interacted, but just as importantly, one of the things I appreciated about her was how she interacted with other people. I was able to sit back to some degree. I met her in college. In a study abroad type program, and was able to just kind of sit back and pay attention to how she acted around other people, and really began be attracted to her when I saw how she treated other people. And that took the attractiveness factor up a few notches, for sure.
So you're saying above and beyond just the beauty, how she carried herself with other people, mm-hmm. and kind of that, I don't know, what would you say, like confidence or just...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Her confidence and her care for others, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that this whole, like, beauty shallowness that comes, and that, you know, might be labeled as, hey, those guys are shallow, they just look at whatever. I think there's just so much that comes from what culture says about what a girl should look like. And I think the reality is that guys, like... Everybody's attractive to somebody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That we all view it differently, we see it differently, and there are things that I'm attracted to that these guys sitting next to me might not be, as far as physical looks. But I think that there's so much behind that that is attractive as well. I mean, like we said, that you carry yourself well and you're confident, and right. You're not just totally about the physical, but there's substance, mm-hmm. and that adds so much to a person's physical beauty.
And to add to that a little bit, and hopefully not to change the subject, but I think it's important that we as guys do have realistic expectations, and that we're mindful of the expectations that media has created, as opposed to pure or realistic expectations that we should have. That attractiveness
right.
will change if we're intentional in that process and developing those standards.
You know, one of the things that I think about when it comes to a woman and their attractiveness, I think there's a big push in society, since you brought up kind of the culture piece, to be kind of worldly, to be kind of out there, to be very aggressive. But one of the things I think I find attractive is there's kind of that youthful innocence. Like, I like when you're not like way crazy into kind of the world thing, but there's kind of just that youthfulness. You're excited about life. You're not marred by all the junk that maybe you've carried on. I mean, even if you've gone through some junk, you're able to still have kind of an innocence. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I like a girl like that. I teach like basic improv at my high school, and like I like a girl, so if there's an offer out, if like, so like an improv, you're like, someone makes an offer, but then someone else advances that offer, and like they add detail and they make it fun, and like they're just willing. And that's like one thing I've noticed in the past 2 weeks when I've been here. It's like, if we're gonna go, I'm like, oh, I want to go to Waterworld. She's like, yes, like I'm there, and we're gonna pack a lunch, we're gonna go all day. I'm like, yes, how fun. Like, that's just really like, that's cool. That's fun. It's like taking the offer and then like, and rolling with it. And like you said, just like having a lot of fun with it.
One of the things that I do appreciate along those lines is a great sense of humor. Not that the girl needs to be a comedian, even though I like the wittiness, because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. So it makes me laugh. But the fact that she can laugh after a bad day, or just come home and not take life too seriously. Her ability to remind me to do that well is definitely an attractive feature. So I don't know if that's what you were getting at, the youthfulness.
Yeah.
That'll keep me young well into my middle ages and then on.
So. Yeah, being able to have a sense of humor. We were joking before the show. I said that, you know, I think it's very attractive when a woman laughs, likes to laugh, and then, you know, in parentheses, yeah. My jokes.
Absolutely.
That's important.
Even I mean, courtesy laughs, we'll take what we can get. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's just great to know that, you know, you're being responded to, that she appreciates you, she thinks you, that you're funny, that, and it's got to be genuine, too. I mean, you would hate that, you know, to find out that some girl was just faking laughing at your jokes because, you know, but yeah, I think that's hot. You know, when a gal's able to laugh at herself and laugh at you and laugh.
And that gives more confidence, like, to me as well, right? To keep going, mm-hmm. to keep telling stories and to keep conversation even going all the time. Yeah.
So what about just having a partner? I mean, is that, like attractive? Somebody, like, I think you were saying, like, going to Waterworld, like, feeling like she's a partner. Like, you guys are in this kind of together, you know, that you're like, actually doing life. It's not...
Yeah, and like I think more than just like a partner, it's like a team, and like that's one of the things I love right now is I'm not necessarily like gifted with being analytical or with details, and that is one of her strengths. So I can think of big ideas and I can see a big picture, and even just like when I came down here to stay, I came into the house that I'm staying with one of her friends, another guy, and like I came down and then she had like this card and there were Skittles and it was like in a bag and there was like a pillow and a sheet and like she had all this detail and I was just like, oh wow, that's a good idea. maybe I should do that. But like just attention to detail has been, it's outstanding. And just like you said, like, yeah, a partner for sure, but a team. I just feel like I'm complimented.
That's the word I was thinking about, as a teammate, somebody that really complements your strengths and allows you to do better together what you couldn't necessarily do well by yourself.
Yeah, I've noticed that, like, in areas where I totally lack, my fiance is totally strong, and it's been really cool to feel like we are in this together, that we are teammates, that, hey, what she struggles with... that I can help, and what I struggle with, she can help, and it totally, it's different than just being by yourself and like, I got to figure this whole thing out, but there's somebody there that's encouraging and equipping, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's good. One of the things I was thinking about that is not that hot is that if you've got a woman or you're interested in a woman who feels like they've got to be in competition with men, you know, some of this is going back to like maybe some of the feminist kind of movements, you know, the day where they're going, oh, I can do this, I can do that. And and it just leaves very little room for a guy to be a guy. So I'm kind of thinking about like a woman, something that's so hot is when a woman can actually appreciate the differences between a female and a male. You know, like it doesn't have to like ride this line of, you know, I mean, I just want to do everything the same as you. And there's this weird competition. Has anybody ever experienced that?
I mean, I think all the guys in here could probably speak to the fact that we all want to feel needed, feel valued, feel appreciated. And if you never get the chance to lead in that way, then it's like, do you even really need me to be in this relationship? Or is it just, you just want to do it by yourself kind of thing? And so I totally feel like, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I think that's totally valid. So
yeah, I have dated girls that felt... I don't know that they felt this way, but their actions made me feel like we were competing to some extent. And not that I would rather date someone that's less competent, but somebody that's more confident in their abilities and would rather come alongside rather than prove themselves to me is definitely attractive.
Cool. All right, Boundless, we have had a great roundtable. We want to hear from you because we know that our little list, I don't even think we got to 8, will not be exhaustive, but hopefully somebody on our blog will be able to point out a lot of things that they think is very attractive in females. And gals, we want to hear from you. Challenge us. You know, we want to sharpen each other. So make sure you comment on the blog. And thank you so much for allowing me to be here today to help lead this roundtable. Guys,
thank you, Travis.
Hey, thank you guys for being here. We need guys on the Boundless podcast. And so it is awesome to have this opportunity today. Continue to listen on. We've got some more great stuff happening on the Boundless Show. Join us in the conversation.